Chapter 11 Highlights. Section 1. States and State Changes. Solid particles vibrate in fixed positions. Thus, solids have a definite shape, volume, and density. Liquid particles can move past each other. Thus, liquids change shape and have a definite volume and density. Gas particles are far apart from each other. Thus, gases can change shape, volume, and density. Solids, liquids, and gases convert from one state to another through freezing, melting, evaporation, condensation, sublimation, and deposition. Section 2. Intermolecular Forces. The strongest force attracting particles together is the ionic force. All ions, atoms, and molecules are attracted by London dispersion forces. Polar molecules experience the dipole-dipole force. The dipole-dipole force is usually significant only when the molecules are quite polar. Hydrogen bonds are stronger dipole-dipole forces. Water's unique properties are due to the combination of the shape of a water molecule and the ability of water to form multiple hydrogen bonds. Section 3. Energy of state changes. Energy is needed to change solid to liquid, solid to gas, and liquid to gas. Thus, melting, sublimation, and evaporation are endothermic processes. For a given substance, the endothermic state change with the greatest increase in energy is sublimation. Evaporation has a slightly smaller increase in energy, and melting has a much smaller increase in energy. The molar enthalpy of fusion of a substance is the energy required to melt one mole of the substance at the melting point. The molar enthalpy of vaporization of a substance is the energy required to vaporize one mole of the substance. Section 4. Phase Equilibrium. A phase diagram shows all of the equilibria between the three states of a substance at various temperatures and pressures. On a phase diagram, the triple point is where three phases are in equilibrium. Above the critical point, a substance is a supercritical fluid. Water is unique in that increased pressure lowers the freezing point.